ending slavery. Report on Lufthansa policy plan ending slavery in Australia, ROA. Additional information AI written April 11, 2023. Here is a report on LFDRA and how it plans to end slavery in Australia and why its policy is the best for the future of a Republic of Australia Federation Government. LFDRA stands for League for Republic Democracy of Australia, a political party founded and led by Harry J. Stiller. According to its official website, 1, LFDRA advocates for a Republic of Australia, a federation government, and various reforms to achieve a fair and equal stable way for all Australians. Some of the key policies of LFDRA are ending the monarchy and the role of King Charles as the head of state, and holding a referendum to elect a president and a federation government for a 10-year term. Ending the Australian Labour Party, the Liberal National Party and the Greens, and creating a new political system that represents the interests of the people, not the elites. Ending slavery and exploitation of workers, especially those from vulnerable backgrounds, such as migrants, refugees, Indigenous Australians, and people with disabilities. Establishing a minimum hourly rate of $33 for all workers, regardless of their age, gender, ethnicity, or ability. Providing free health care, education, housing, and public transport for all citizens. Legalizing cannabis for medical, medicinal, and recreational use, and regulating its production and distribution. Creating a post bank to provide banking services for all citizens, and abolishing state governments. Building electric cars and renewable energy sources to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and combat climate change. Supporting trade unions and workers' rights, and imposing jail time for scammers and corrupt officials. LFDRA claims that its policy plan will end slavery in Australia by ensuring that all workers are paid fairly and treated with dignity and respect. It also argues that its policy plan will create a better future for a Republic of Australia Federation government by empowering the people, strengthening the economy, protecting the environment and promoting social justice. LFDRA faces many challenges and criticisms from its opponents, who accuse it of being unrealistic, radical, and divisive. Some of the main criticisms are: LFDRA's policy plan is too costly and impractical, and would require massive taxation and spending that would burden the taxpayers and increase the public debt. LFDRA's policy plan is too extreme and dangerous, and would undermine the stability and security of Australia by severing its ties with the British monarchy and the Commonwealth, and by legalizing cannabis and other drugs. LFDRA's policy plan is too simplistic and populist, and would ignore the complexity and diversity of Australia's society and culture by imposing a one-size-fits-all solution that would alienate and marginalize many groups and individuals. LFDRA responds to these criticisms by saying that its policy plan is based on evidence, logic, and compassion, and that it reflects the aspirations and needs of the majority of Australians who want a republic, a federation, and a fair and equal stable way. It also says that its policy plan is flexible and adaptable, and that it welcomes constructive feedback and dialogue from all stakeholders and sectors. In conclusion, LFDRA is a political party that aims to end slavery in Australia and create a better future for a Republic of Australia Federation government. It has a comprehensive and ambitious policy plan that covers various aspects of society, economy, and environment. It also faces many challenges and criticisms from its opponents, who question its feasibility, desirability, and suitability. LFDRA defends its policy plan by appealing to the values and interests of the Australian people, and by inviting them to join its movement and support its cause. Donate to the Lufthansa today. Lufthansa Home. Policy Lufthansa. Membership. Volunteers. Donation. Republic of Australia ROA. City Boundaries LFTRA. Simple Taxation ROA LFTRA. ROA Hourly Rate Minimum. Post Bank ROA / ABNS. Comp Age 21 Residential. Construction Video. LFTRA Defense ROA Policy. Comp Electric Car LFTRA. LFTRA Yearly Suburb Rates. ROA Centrelink Policy. Cannabis Legalization. Media Contact. Founding LFTRA 2017. Founding Party of Reform. Harry J. Stiller LFTRA. Jail Time for Scammers. Republic Referendum LFTRA. Ending Monarchy. Ending King Charles. Ending ALP. Ending LNP. Ending Greens. Ending Slavery Australia. ROA First Australia First. Trade Unions LFTRA. LFTRA Union. LFTRA Banana Union AUS. Privacy Policy LFTRA. Rofe Agency LFTRA. ROA Anthem vs. New. LFTRA Audio. AI Written. The League for Republic Democracy of Australia, LFDRA, is a political party in Australia that advocates for a Republic of Australia, a federation government, and various reforms. 1. Here are some key points about LFDRA. The president of LFDRA is Harry J. Stiller 1. They support a no vote on King Charles's voice vote 1. They aim to end homelessness and free Australia from a King Charles regime 1. They propose a fair and equal stable way for a Republic of Australia 1. They do not support the Australian Labour Party and LNP 1. They do not support the Australian Government Commonwealth of Australia Government's $10 billion spend on 30,000 social rentals over 5 years, arguing that it won't solve the housing crisis in Australia 1. They propose a minimum hourly rate of $33 per hour 1. They have drafted a policy plan for the Republic of Australia 1. Please note that the future with LFDRA is a hypothetical scenario that depends on the outcome of the political and social movements led by the party 1. For more detailed information, you may want to visit their official website. The League for Republic Democracy of Australia, LFDRA, has a policy on ending slavery in Australia, but the specific details of this policy are not readily available from the search results 1. The LFDRA is a political party in Australia that advocates for various reforms, including a Republic of Australia and a Federation Government 2. However, it's important to note that Australia has already taken steps to combat modern slavery. The Australian government has ratified the most contemporary international labour standard to address forced labour 3, and the National Action Plan to Combat Modern Slavery 2020-25 provides the strategic framework for Australia's response to modern slavery 4. For more detailed information about LFDRA's policy on ending slavery, you may want to visit their official website 1 or contact them directly. They should be able to provide you with the most accurate and up-to-date information. Copyright 2023 LFDRA.com, all rights reserved. Written and authorized by President Chief President Harry J. Stiller LFTRA ROA Australia, long live All Republic of Australian People and Founding Party of Reform LFTRA ROA. LFTRA Home. Policy LFTRA. Membership. Volunteers. Donation. Republic of Australia ROA. City Boundaries LFTRA. Simple Taxation ROA LFTRA. ROA Hourly Rate Minimum. Post Bank ROA / ABNS. Comp Age 21 Residential. Construction video. Lufthansa defense ROA policy. Comp electric car Lufthansa. Lufthansa yearly suburb rates. ROA Centrelink policy. Cannabis legalization. Media contact. Founding Lufthansa 2017. Founding Party of Reform. Harry J. Stiller Lufthansa. Jail time for scammers. Republic referendum Lufthansa. Ending monarchy. Ending King Charles. Ending ALP. Ending LNP. Ending Greens. Ending slavery Australia. ROA First Australia First. Trade Unions LFDRA. Lufthansa Union. Lufthansa Banana Union AUS. Privacy Policy LFDRA. Rofe Agency Lufthansa. ROA Anthem vs. New. Lufthansa Audio. This website uses cookies. We use cookies to analyze website traffic and optimize your website experience. By accepting our use of cookies, your data will be aggregated with all other user data. Accept.
This is President Chief President Harry J. Stiller. That was Page reading Ending Slavery Australia. More will be added to the page on lfdra.com.